Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Eye of the Chicken Hawk by Simon Dovey presents a modern, tension-driven story that leans into the mindset of pursuit, surveillance, and the uneasy ethics of watching. Built around the idea of a chicken hawk, a term often associated with a predatory figure circling above, the book frames its plot through the optics of observation: who is seen, who is hidden, and who controls the narrative. Dovey uses the promise of action and suspense to explore how power can be exercised at a distance, whether through professional tradecraft, institutional leverage, or personal obsession. The title signals a focus on perspective, suggesting that the most dangerous advantage is not brute force but clarity, patience, and the willingness to wait for the right moment. Readers can expect a story shaped by escalating stakes, strategic decisions, and the psychological weight that comes with being both hunter and target. The result is a propulsive entry that aims to keep pages turning while still inviting reflection on consequence and accountability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, predator and prey perspective as a core engine. A central idea suggested by the title is that perspective drives outcomes. The book uses the predator and prey dynamic to create suspense, not only through physical danger but through informational advantage. The character or faction with the best view of events can shape what others believe, anticipate moves before they happen, and apply pressure without revealing themselves. This emphasis on seeing first reframes conflict as a contest of attention, patience, and interpretation. The narrative tension rises when visibility shifts, when someone realizes they are being watched, when assumptions about safety collapse, or when a supposed observer becomes exposed. The story also draws energy from the moral ambiguity of this vantage point. The watcher can justify their actions as protection, duty, or necessity, while the watched experience it as intrusion or threat. By building set pieces around discovery, misdirection, and changing lines of sight, the book keeps the reader alert to details and motives. The result is a thriller-style momentum where each new insight changes the tactical landscape and forces characters to react under imperfect information. Secondly, surveillance, tradecraft, and the cost of information. Eye of the Chicken Hawk highlights how gathering information can be both a practical tool and a corrosive habit. Whether the plot centers on formal operations or improvised monitoring, the mechanics of surveillance shape pacing and stakes. The story explores the steps behind staying unseen, verifying what is observed, and acting on signals that may be incomplete or deliberately planted. This creates a layered conflict where characters must decide what counts as reliable evidence and what might be bait. The book also points to the human cost of living in a constant state of assessment. Hypervigilance can protect, but it narrows empathy and encourages worst-case thinking. Relationships become transactional when every conversation is evaluated for hidden meaning. Even success can feel hollow if it requires sacrificing trust, privacy, or personal stability. By treating information as something earned through risk, rather than something conveniently available, the narrative makes decisions feel consequential. Each choice to watch, follow, intercept, or conceal creates new liabilities, and the plot tension comes from balancing operational advantage against exposure, escalation, and long-term fallout. Thirdly, escalation through strategy, rather than noise. Instead of relying solely on spectacle, the book builds escalation through strategic interactions. Conflicts intensify as each side responds to perceived threats, tests boundaries, and probes for weaknesses. This approach keeps the story sharp because the danger is not just what happens, but what might happen if the wrong inference is made. A small action can trigger a chain reaction when interpreted as provocation, and a moment of restraint can be read as deception. The narrative momentum comes from countermoves, a plan is formed, pressure is applied, and the other side adapts in ways that expose new vulnerabilities. Stakes rise through narrowing options. As resources thin, allies become uncertain, and time constraints tighten, characters are forced into riskier choices. This structure also supports twists that feel earned, because reversals can be the result of planning and misdirection rather than coincidence. By focusing on intent, timing, and leverage, the book invites readers to think alongside the characters, evaluating not only what is happening, but what each move signals about priorities, fears, and end goals. Fourthly, power, accountability, and moral gray zones. A thriller built around watching naturally raises questions about authority and accountability. Eye of the Chicken Hawk explores how power can be exercised indirectly, with plausible deniability and distance from consequences. Characters may rationalize questionable actions as necessary for a greater good, or as justified retaliation, blurring lines between protection and predation. The moral tension deepens when institutions, professional roles, or personal loyalties complicate the definition of right and wrong. The narrative prompts readers to consider who gets to decide what is acceptable and what happens when oversight fails or is manipulated. consequences may arrive unevenly, with some people paying for mistakes while others remain insulated. This unevenness fuels resentment and drives further conflict, making the ethical landscape part of the suspense. The book also suggests that control is rarely total. Efforts to dominate through information can backfire, creating paranoia, miscalculation, and escalating harm. By treating morality as something negotiated under pressure rather than a simple rulebook, the story gains realism and emotional weight, encouraging readers to reflect on the trade-offs behind decisive action. Lastly, Identity Under Pressure and the Psychology of the Hunt. Beyond external action, the book emphasizes internal strain. The hunt mentality changes how people see themselves and others. When characters adopt the role of pursuer, they may become defined by control, competence, and the need to stay ahead. When they become the target, identity can fracture into fear, anger, and determination to reclaim agency. The story uses this psychological push and pull to keep tension high even in quieter scenes. Small choices carry emotional weight because they reveal coping strategies: denial, aggression, overplanning, withdrawal, or risky bravado. Under sustained threat, characters may compromise values they once considered non-negotiable, then struggle to justify those compromises afterward. The narrative also explores how obsession can masquerade as purpose. A mission can turn into a fixation, narrowing the world to one problem and one opponent. This psychological focus supports suspense because it makes outcomes unpredictable. A character might make a brilliant tactical decision and a self-destructive emotional one in the same chapter. By showing how fear and ambition distort perception, the book reinforces its central theme: what you see is shaped by what you need to believe to survive. In conclusion, this book is a good fit for readers who enjoy modern thrillers that emphasize tension, strategy, and the uneasy ethics of watching and being watched. If you like stories where perspective and information drive the action as much as physical confrontation, Eye of the Chicken Hawk offers a framework that keeps suspense active across both plot and character decisions. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening awareness of how attention, assumptions, and partial information influence judgment. The themes encourage reflection on boundaries, accountability, and the psychological cost of operating in constant threat assessment mode. Compared to similar thrillers that rely mainly on nonstop action, this one is worth buying for its emphasis on leverage, perception, and moral gray zones, elements that tend to create longer-lasting impact after the final page. The title's focus on vision is reflected in the story's stakes control, often belongs to whoever can see clearly, but clarity itself can come with consequences. For readers seeking an engaging, plot-forward experience with room for ethical and psychological depth, this is a compelling addition to the genre. If you would like to support Simon Dobie, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I'd provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.